today.
Here we are, midweek America. I hope it's been a good one for you. We're almost at the end of June, and that's 6 months into the year. Oh, what have we accomplished here in these United States? We're going to do that on a future show. The hits and the misses, meaning we'll do what's happened in politics, we'll do what's made history, and we'll do the real downers, too. But that's for another show. For this show, speaking of downers, we're going to talk about British Petroleum and the oil spill. What a novel idea, eh? Actually, there is a lot of news on that front, and it's not all negative, to tell you the truth. So here we are once again, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between. So President Obama had a little meeting with British Petroleum and the chairman, Carl Heinrich Sandberg. And Carl Heinrich did okay by saying that the company was going to set aside $20 billion in a fund. And he also, unfortunately, mentioned that the company really, really cared, didn't like the way oil companies were trashed, that they didn't care about people because, of course, they do care about the small people. That's where he really messed up. But he also did throw this in as far as the stockholders are concerned. They're not getting any money.
The BP board has today decided that we will not pay any further dividends this year.
Ooh, so no money to the people that are holding the stock that would be looking for those dividends. Not that they would necessarily expect it, because knowing that the company is now in big trouble and they have a vice grip around their head with all this oil spilling and all this attention, negative attention, for almost 60 days, and it's certain to continue at least into the fall. So I said that the $20 billion is being set up, and the $20 billion will be administered by a third party. So someone will come in and make sure that the people who file the claims and they're legitimate, there we go with the word legitimate, they'll get their money, whoever it is, whether it's a wedding planner who's affected by it or a bakery or other stores, grocery stores and whatnot. Of course, the shrimpers and the fishermen and the people who make their living off of the water. I'm sure even some boat cruises, because there's boats that go out there. They should all be taken care of, theoretically, with this escrowed $20 billion. But remember, there's this moratorium on deep water drilling. And that was always a big concern, for me anyway, because you're talking about probably close to 100,000 people who also, as a result of British Petroleum, lost their livelihoods. They didn't work for British Petroleum, but they were deep drillers, and they were on other platforms working for other companies, and now they're not working. So this was a real surprise that I found out earlier in the day. Here's what President Obama said about those workers.
If you or your business has suffered an economic loss as a result of this spill, you'll be eligible to file a claim for part of this $20 billion.
And like I said, and then there's also a fund that's set up for the workers, and that is a fund of $100 million. So there's the $20 billion and the $100 million. I work for another oil company. I'm out of work. I can file something and get money out of the other money, the $100 million. And I'm really surprised they did that, because I did not think that British Petroleum would do it. I really didn't. All right, let's take a caller right from the top. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam. Sam. Oh, Sam has gone away. Sam, are you there? Last chance. He dropped off. All right, Sam, if you call back, we'll give you a free pass. Anybody else who wants to share their 2 cents on what British Petroleum's done, and does this change anything for you, 800-259-5791. Now, the thought is, okay, one, somebody said to me today, well, is $20 billion enough, do you think? Then the other part of that is, and the same with the 100 million, when you're dispersing it, what if British Petroleum, in the middle of this, flames out, which it's not looking that way. It did for a while, and how much money their stocks were losing, but it's not looking that way. That's why they're trying to plug their own financial hole as well. That's why they are offering the 100 million, I think, and the 20 billion, because they need to get better PR, and they need to have people taken care of, and they need to have all of the negative press that they're getting, which, of course, because it's their spill. It's their spill. It's their responsibility. But as the chairman of British Petroleum, he knows, Carl Svenberg knows, that he's got to turn that around. And so you can't fight the money thing. It'd be better to get in front of that, to agree and say we're going to take care of it. And that's what they've done. Now, there will be lawsuits because of this. And I'm sure that there'll be battles for years to come. And then the other big question is, okay, so things on the surface are cleaned up and, you know, as much as possible is soaked up in the wetlands. But also, ultimately, what happens? How far back does it go? And in cleaning it up in the future, because it'll hang around for a while. Just like with the Valdez, that was a tanker, and they had a better chance at getting that because of what they had to scrub with rocks and not the kind of beaches that we're talking about, or certainly not the wetlands. So this is a much different kind of a cleanup, and definitely broader. And how much of that oil will still resurface, will still be appearing on those beaches in the upcoming years, and then how far down the line is BP responsible? In fact, Sam was talking about this, brought up this question the other day, and it's a good question. I think as they have many, many attorneys, they're doing everything up front. Now they're getting in front of this as much as they can, paying the things up front, paying what they can, and then they still want to do business. So it's not like they're going to completely abandon ship, so to speak. But I don't think they're going to pay every single claim, and I think that there will absolutely be some showdowns in court. And you think of the far-reaching effects, a lot of it gets addressed, but there's going to be some of the things that will fall through the cracks, and there are going to be people that want a piece of it, want theirs, and will fight to do that. So this is by no means going to be the end of it once the initial cleanup is through. And then the other part is it's still leaking. So however long it's still leaking, even if they're getting close to getting the well sealed up and getting that the other well down there sealed up, still there is not an end in sight. There's not a definite end to this yet at this point, and there's not, we know the amounts that are measurable are outrageous numbers, but the exact numbers we don't know, and how far and how wide and, you know, where does it all hit? We still can't measure it. It's immeasurable at this point. There's sensors on it, and it's all guesstimates. And every time someone makes a guesstimate, it turns out to be wrong. And then weeks later or days later, oh, no, it's really double that amount. How many times have we heard that? All right, coming up on the flip side, a couple of follow-ups, including with that Alabama professor. She's now charged in her brother's shooting death. We've talked about this a ton on ATN. Stay with us.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain Rain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow! Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Still to come on America Tonight, we can count. And I can count one thing right here. You know, it's been about a year since the swine flu. Remember that? A year ago, we were having doctors on the air. We were talking about it. And I know I said that people would call up and say, are you going to get a vaccination? Are you going to be vaccinated for the swine flu? And I said, no, I'm not going to be vaccinated. And we had somebody on who talked about the first time around decades ago and what happened and people who took the vaccine. And, you know, to me, it's the push of the vaccine and then the World Health Organization labeling H1N1 as a pandemic. Well, pandemic, my foot. Didn't turn out to be that way. Did it after all. And a lot of you were on top of it. A lot of you were like, ah, yeah, forget it. No way. I'm not believing it. I think somebody's trying to make money off of it. And yeah, there's some people that did make a little bit of money off it. And then there's some people like our own government that lost money because they had purchased too much of the vaccination. Tom is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
I'm excellent. How about you?
Oh, shoot, man, I couldn't be better.
I love it.
I tell you what, do you think anybody's going to see any of that $20 billion?
I think it's going to be an escrowed account, and then there, if BP goes flames out, the governor of Mississippi's right, they're not going to see the money.
Well, the Pazar is in charge of that $20
billion. Yeah.
And he's the one that gave all the money to General Motors and the unions. So you just, you know, if I got a bridge. Anybody need to buy one?
You just don't trust him, and I don't blame you.
Not a bit. Hey, did you see where that Port Charles or something up in the northeast that had 40% illegal aliens in their city? So they passed a law that each illegal alien got 6 votes for city council instead of, and everybody else just got 1.
Right.
I tell you what, you look inside that handbag and it's pretty hot. We go down there, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, that's something they had talked about, and then it actually, the 6-to-1 actually became a reality, and, you know, I don't get it. I mean, I'm at a loss for words anymore, and if I took out a map of the entire United States and lit up the hot spots, including the Northeast, because, Tom, you know this, they, now, illegals, when they come across, or I call it, they're going up the belly of the beast, and it's starting to be that there's just as many in Pennsylvania or New Jersey as in some of the border states. You'd be surprised. And it's, I mean, the ratios are staggering. I think the numbers that are listed are absolutely wrong. When I see in print somewhere the 11 million illegals in this country, I think it's way more than that. I think it could be even double.
Oh, I'm sure it probably is, but you know, it's been 20 years since I've been on the road, and I used to haul potatoes out of Idaho, and there was illegals up there then.
Yeah.
I mean, they were taking all the jobs, man.
Yeah.
All the Caucasian kids were calling the INS every lunch period.
They were. I love it.
So I gave them $1, and I said, make the next 10 calls on me, will you?
I love it. Yeah, we'll take those jobs.
I tell you what, Kate. You remember I said about the Union of Americas when I first started talking to you?
Yeah.
You just keep that in mind. You remember where you heard it first.
True.
Oh, they're going to be doing it. And then let's see, what else did I hear? Was that in California or somewhere where they were going to start getting salad bars and dancing lessons to the illegal aliens that were in detention?
Oh yeah, you mean that were in prisons, right? That they needed to do something, or they were thinking of doing something. And I didn't hear the thing about the dancing. I heard the thing about the salad bar.
Yeah, I'm sure them people want salad bars, man. What they want is tacos and burritos. They don't want no damn salad bar, man.
Brutal.
I mean, really. But that's all right. You know, they're sooner or later they're gonna all leave. Everybody's going to be happy. Everybody's going to be saying, hey, muchacho, instead of, hey, you know what. So
yeah, we'll see how that prediction bears out, because I think that there's a long fight next year that's going to happen. I think that the next year is where we're really going to see the discussion heat up on what to do, because we've got these midterm elections coming up in November. Nothing's going to happen. It's already June. And this promise of we're going to tackle the illegal immigration problem again after looking at it in 2006, forget about it. And, you know, hey, the governor of Arizona is getting crucified. And earlier in the week, thanks, Tom, we had an immigration lawyer on to talk about the other side of it. Well, what does it mean? What are the legalities of it? What's happening? What can somebody who's in the country illegally, what are the specific laws? His name was Jaime Barron. And, it was interesting. There are actually a lot of the protections that were kind of in place through some of the crazy laws are going out the window or being now thrown out. And they were there before, even when it came to military service. But I really, really, truly believe the immigration discussion is, I don't care what is said. If there's a little chatter, okay, maybe, but they're not going, they being the Congress, they're not going to tackle this now because too many political positions are on the line. And even if it, supposedly, depending on the district or the area, would work in their favor, they might talk about it on the campaign trail, like California, for example, if whether it's Barbara Boxer or Carly Fiorini, whether she's looking at the other side of it and it works to her advantage, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's not going to be tackled as a whole, and it is because it is such a difficult issue depending on the base of the politician. And that's what it's about. You know, whatever happened to the whole idea? When you see, remember McCain, the Straight Talk Express, and there'd be politicians who would come up with lines similar to that. that we're changes in the air, we're cutting through the rhetoric, and we're going to be transparent. But ultimately, you know, I'm not trying to be uber cynical here, but if we're keeping score, it comes back to the same thing, and the problem is the political machine. That's why I was always pushing for a third party on America Tonight, probably since the very beginning. Because let's get a third choice. Let's get something different on the ballot. Not somebody that's on the ballot that's taking away, and that's the problem, and that's what some people will say, like the Tea Party, or when you had Ralph Nader, who would, in the presidential runs, some of the Democrats would say that he would screw things up or whatever. But like a legitimate, you know, contender, a group, a base, something that really, really builds up some difference makers out there. And it may not happen. It might not truly, truly happen in my lifetime, but I think there's room for more. I do. You may disagree. I mean, how would you feel about a legitimate third party? I'm saying really legitimate, where whoever it is. I mean, maybe it is the Tea Party. I don't know. Maybe 10 years from now, maybe however long, maybe just a couple of years from now. There's a legitimate third party. Like, just let's call them independents. There's a legitimate independent party. Now, that can make a difference. That might keep politicians, I think, real. And instead of promising all these things, and, you know, there's no way that a politician who is spewing what they need to say and what they're being told to say, there's no way if they really sat down and looked at everything that they were peddling, that they would be able to come live up to their promises. I mean, what if you could really get a politician who said, listen, things are screwed up here. And this is what's wrong. Here's what's going on in defense. Here's what's going on in the Treasury. Here's what's going on here. And like named four or five different things. And we have XYZ things to tackle, but this is definitely going to be my agenda. And this is the reason why. And I can't promise you a damn thing. But I have the heart and the passion and the want to do something different for this country, and that's why I'm running for this position, and I'm going to do everything I can to change the same old, but I cannot promise you, I'm one guy, one vote, one whatever, but I will promise you that I'll tell you what happened in that vote, or I'll let you know how I voted. And it's easy to find out how people voted, but I will answer your questions, and I will step up to the plate and address the things that I said I'm going to tackle. And, you know, maybe that person could have some success, or maybe not, because they would say, well, he's not promising anything. I can only vote for people who promise me things they don't deliver. All right, we're going to take some more on the flip side. You know the number, 1-800-259-5791.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Coming up before we close out the hour, we can count. But until then, 800-259-5791. We've got one from the files of Mystery Solved, and that is the AOL soldier. Remember him? It's Special Sergeant, he wasn't Special Sergeant, a private. He was a private. Christopher Paul Kilburn was charged with desertion. So the AOL soldier tried to get into MacDill Air Force Base. He had weapons and ammunition in his car. And initially, of course, terrorism goes off in your head, or somebody trying to make some kind of crazy statement or whatever. And the deal is, he was just trying to impress his girlfriend, and that's why he was armed to the gills, and that's what he was doing. And his father talked to somebody and said, there's nothing nefarious about him. He was just trying to get on base. So the 26-year-old is going to be turned over to the Army folks, and he's going to face charges. And, of course, that all depends on what the U.S. attorneys say. But it was, he's in a Honda CRV. He had 3 handguns, 3 rifles, a bunch of ammunition, and he left his post. He left, you know, he abandoned duty. And his father said he had been stationed in Fort Riley, Kansas, and he was supposed to be at a training session in Georgia when it all went down. And his father was just as shocked. His father's an Army vet, and said that he had divorced his wife. His son had divorced his wife in the past year, and he has a young daughter, and he spoke to his son about a month ago, and it was just a stupid kid thing that he did. Well, he's not going to get a stupid penalty as a result of this AOL, pretty serious stuff, and he's had a background of run-ins with the law. And he, at one point, he was sentenced to 12 months in jail for something he did, but the jail sentence was suspended. And the good news is it wasn't terrorism. The bad news for this kid is, duh, what were you thinking? What do you think you do? Just walk off? I'm not going to do this anymore. I need to go chase my girlfriend. I need to impress her. You know, they went so far as that they had a bomb disposal unit that came to look at the car when they found the weapons, and they didn't find any explosives. But, hey, on the base, they did what they were supposed to do. As the PR guy said, the systems worked, and that was the idea. Since Fort Hood, you know, you can't be too careful. Don, patiently waiting in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Starting to think your guy didn't put the call through to me or something.
What's up, Dono?
Hey, listen, you know, Kate, I think we talked a little bit about this a while back, and I was sitting there listening about this little, television thingy and, you know, Address the Nation, and you know, and he's going to lay it into BP. And you know what, kid? I have to say, I think it's exactly right to do. And this is why. You know, when you get on an airplane, you walk in and you kind of look to the left and you see the pilots just sitting there doing stuff. You know, you ever wonder what they're doing?
They're checking all of the equipment, all of their knobs and buttons and everything that they have to have. Their radars, whatever, to make sure they're ready to go.
Exactly. Their systems, the backup systems, they run checks through all that. You know, because if you're flying up above 30,000 feet and all of a sudden a system goes out and you don't got a backup for it, you're in a lot of crap, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And so this is the thing that got me, is the very first thing when this went down, all I heard about was how this backup valve, this close-off valve, whatever they call it, it's 5,000 feet down there above the well. How it didn't work. Okay, was the battery was dead, or and then I heard something. They were trying to blame Halliburton for the foundation because they built it wrong or something, or it wasn't up to specs or something like this. And my first thought was, well, aren't they running a check on this thing? I mean, like, aren't they just all of a sudden doing an emergency boat? You know, like they do in submarines. You know, all of a sudden. Battle stations, you know, out of the blue, and the guys all jump to their spot. Isn't that what they're doing? They're pumping oil along, and all of a sudden they don't run a test and make sure the thing works. Because what it sounds to me like, Kate, is that the thing never worked in the first place.
Mm.
You know, and you know, because obviously if it was working in a functional condition, we're not having this problem right now.
Right.
And you know, the funny part about it is you listen to the poor people down in the Gulf. You know, and unfortunately with Katrina, and now this is the second time they've been hit with something catastrophic to, you know, to their economy, except to their way of life, you know, and they keep pointing the finger at, you know, people were pointing the finger at they always point the finger at the government, you know, whether it was Bush now or Obama now, you know. I don't know how people can't understand, Kate. I'm sure my buddy Mark in New York can explain it, you know. These people, the government is not designed for emergency response. I mean, they sit there and say they've got this and that and this and that, and we're ready for this. No, they're not, Kate. They've never been. You go back to history, they cannot respond to emergencies quick enough to stop them from becoming even worse. You know, look at 9/11, the response to that. And so when people sit there, if they're thinking that the government's in control of everything, and of course, you know, Bush and Obama act like they are, you know, it doesn't work that way, you know. And so I am to a point to where I'm like, I'm pretty sure that, you know, the government's kind of let these oil companies just do their own thing out there offshore. Oh, we'll trust you. If something goes wrong, you know, you guys will be able to shut it down and there won't be no big, you know, problems or whatever. You know, and then of course, you know, these oil companies, Kate, forget it. Every shortcut they can make to make a profit, you know they're going to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, and they know. I get, you know, that's the problem. That's what we were saying. Minerals Management, who should have at least had the oversight. So there's some problem with that, and from that point of view. And where is the oversight there? That was the blunder by government because this is close to our shores, and yes, we're making a profit, and certainly Louisiana is, and some of the other states, they want that oil money. That's the deal. But at the same time, there should have been better oversight, and there wasn't. It couldn't be that difficult.
Well, you know, the thing I'd love to see them do right now, and from what I understand, is that once they've got this thing stopped and they've got it cleaned up, which is going to take quite a while, okay, evidently, BP's the only one that's got the rights to the oil down in the Gulf. And so that's how your $20 billion is coming out of the picture somewhere. And it's supposedly they're going to be, I'd be surprised if their stocks just went up sky high today after that announcement was made. I'm like, well, why is your stocks going up if you got to fork out $20 billion? Well, the reason why is they're going to own all the rights to the oil in the Gulf, and once they get this problem fixed and move on from there, they're going to be drilling just like before. But you know what I'd love to see them do? I'd love to sit there and put TV camera crews in every one of these offshore drills we've got going, and fire them up, get them going, and then watch them run through an emergency shutdown and see how many of them, and have it right there on recording, like, yep, it works. And find out how many of them actually could shut down in case an emergency happens. And I'd be amazed if even half of them are able to do it. So I'm really mad. I'm not going to focus my disgust at Obama or at Bush, et cetera, because I just, if you're the one that's sitting there believing that the government can come to the rescue, you're thinking we're in Shangri-La or something like that,
Yeah, that's the problem. The government can't come to the rescue, but the thing that the government should have done is had better oversight for sure. Don, we got to fly. Thanks for the call. Right. We're going to go over to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
First of all, Kate, I just did something really embarrassing. I was listening to Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. I was like dancing in my seat. I was listening to Don and James said something else on the stereo while I had Don on the phone. I was a little embarrassed. The guy next to me looked over at me like, what the hell is he doing? I was like, shit. So the guy that just passed me in Lexington was wondering what I was doing. I was listening to Michael Jackson's Billie Jean on the stereo.
There you go.
That's embarrassing, man. God, I can't believe I just told everybody on the radio I actually listened to a Michael Jackson song and was jamming down to it.
It's good to jam in your car. I've been known to do it. I gotcha.
Yeah. First of all, I think you talking about this third party stuff.
Yeah.
And saying, oh, well, maybe we can get a guy that's honest. Look, I don't know what you've been smoking with a congressman and senators up there like Izzy said last night. I think you've been smoking that Primo stuff. But you wouldn't hurt Don to have a little couple drags, too, kind of chill him out tonight. But there will never be an honest politician, because once he gets there and these big lobbyists and the corporations start giving their PAC money, they will turn as corrupt as the last guy. Now, one thing I can say for John Boehner, and I know people are saying, God, he's always defending the Republican, da, da, da. John Boehner has not taken earmark yet, has not signed for an earmark. Go back and look at it. Last time I checked, he had.
No, that's true. You're right on that. Yeah, absolutely.
But, we'll never have an honest politician. It's just the whole system's not set up for honesty. It's set up for everybody to line their pockets and make as much money as possible and sit in there for 25, 30 years. And you explain to me how some of these people have sat in there 25, 30 years and have done very minimal. And to this day, I can't figure it out. I can't understand how Ted Kennedy stayed in almost four decades.
The whole Kennedy legacy and just... getting voted over and over again,
Kappa Quiddick, he always seemed to beat the rap. John Kerry is a moron, got busted in Swifo lies, and he stayed, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, you do bring up a good point. You and I are playing on the same cynical team when it comes to politicians, Stu. Be careful if you're jamming out there in the car. If somebody else sees Stu, give us a call. We want to make sure that he's paying attention to the road. But, I think you answered your own question. It's all popularity contests as well as what people perceive. We Can Count coming up next.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. This one's for you, Stu in Kentucky. Michael Jackson memorabilia, including furniture, stage clothes, and handwritten lyrics, up for sale as part of a charity auction planned in Las Vegas this month. They think maybe a million or so could come in. Also, part of the auction, they will auction off guitars played on stage by Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley. The four-day auction at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino is on the Las Vegas Strip, and it's June 24th through 27th. They also have a Mercedes car owned by Anna Nicole Smith, as well as about a dozen of personal items from Cher, Clark Gable, Marilyn Monroe, and others. Also, some items from the Star Trek creator, Gene Roddenberry's estate. Ooh, that would be an interesting auction, I believe, to attend. Of course, you'd have to have a ton of do-re-mi to be able to afford anything, I'm sure. So maybe it wouldn't be, maybe ultimately, reconsidering this, it wouldn't be as exciting. All right, one man who plays Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford, tied the knot for the second time. Callista Flockhart for the first time. Yes, it's true. You know where they did it? Governor Bill Richardson did confirm that he was the one who officiated the ceremony. It was in Santa Fe. They were married at the governor's mansion. How about that? It happened on Tuesday afternoon on a hilltop along the northern edge of the city. Richardson has played host at the mansion to all kinds of people. Spanish royalty, those wonderful North Korean diplomats, and lots of Hollywood stars. But I think this was his first wedding. I believe I am correct on that. And he isn't ordained, so he had to get some help from the Supreme Court Chief Justice, one of them anyway, to make the union official. And he said they were pretty tight-lipped about the details. They obviously were, because it didn't leak out to anyone. I think Harrison Ford is filming a movie there, and that's how he ended up doing this ceremony. Anybody interested in Toy Story 3? Oh, yes, it's true. When you have a good thing, you run it into the ground. You do the first movie, then you do the second movie, then you do the third movie, and maybe you keep going, like Rocky. How many Rockies were there? I think there was Rocky 7, all the way up to 7. So Pixar's latest animated film, Toy Story 3, that's what it is, and it'll be released this week by Disney Interactive, the game, that is, so not to confuse anyone. And, you know, because the movie was released, and then the game was on the board, so the game studio was ready to roll as soon as they could. And they believe that this is going to break the piggy bank, that a lot of people are going to want to go get it for their kids. So the toy box has, you know, all those supporting characters like Ham, the piggy bank, remember that, Rex the dinosaur, Slinky Dog, and etc. And that might be pretty fun to play. I'm not a big gamer, but my nephew's coming to visit for a couple weeks, so I know that I have to get a Wii thing. I don't know about the rest of the games, but I'll probably be doing some of the Wii stuff. I'll have to tell you how that goes. He already called me up. Hey, Kate, do you have a Wii? Ooh, gotta go get one. How about this one? Jamie Moyer doesn't have to simulate pitching any kind of games because he's actually pitching. Do you know that at 47, Moyer is the oldest pitcher to ever beat the Yankees? The Philadelphia Philly lefty bounced back from a brutal start. He allowed just 3 hits in 8 innings. Oh, 47 years old. That's Nolan Ryan-ish. I think Nolan Ryan played till he was 48. He had 7 no-hitters. That's pretty incredible, 47 years old. He said he feels great, and he definitely showed it on the mound if he could get rid of all those Yankees. And, you know, Derek Jeter, the Yankees shortstop, said he never throws the ball over the plate, and it just goes to show you don't have to throw the ball hard. You just have to know what you're doing. It's control of the pitches. So good for Jamie Moyer. That's a pretty good week in count, I think. Because, of course, that combines my Philadelphia Phillies and a segment on We Can Count. So I always, always, always like that. A couple of other quick ones for you here on ATN and here on We Can Count, because we haven't done any We Can Counts. I got a couple of complaining emails, so that's why I decided to bring it back. You know, if something gets stale, we throw it in the closet along with the prizes, and then we pull it back out. All right, one gag order. The judge presiding over Governor Blago, ex-governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich's corruption trial, says he won't be issuing a gag order on the former Illinois gov. The U.S. district judge said that an order barring Blago and his attorneys from discussing the case in the media would be just a last resort. And, of course, they are discussing it in the media. He's, you know, Blagojevich hasn't met a microphone or a reporter he hasn't liked, and he's been doing that. Blago pleaded not guilty to scheming to sell or trade Barack Obama's U.S. Senate seat and a few other things, too. Boy, they sure taped him to death, didn't they? I mean, that was incredible how many tapes they had rolling on him and his brother. This is an interesting thing to watch because you have people around, and we've talked about this, you have people around Obama, the president, who have ties to this, who have been subpoenaed, like Valerie Jarrett has been subpoenaed and Rahm Emanuel has been subpoenaed. So what, if anything, comes out of that? And it'll get more interesting. This is just the beginning stages, but I think it'll get more interesting as it goes a little bit deeper. How about this jump in U.S. college enrollment? And this is a good number for you. The highest in 40 years. You know what that is, because a lot of people are looking for different professions, and if they're unemployed, they figure, well, I'll go back to school, I'll get a different degree, because I can't make a living doing what I'm doing now. And the colleges are attracting big new numbers, all kinds of ages, too. A study was released by the Pew Research Center, and there are lots of interesting things that are starting to happen. They're showing that freshman enrollment surged 6%. In 2008, it was a record 2.5 million, and that's the highest increase since 1968. Woo, that's a big jump, 2.6. And that was during the height of the Vietnam War, when young adults who went to college could avoid the military draft, if you remember. Almost three-quarters of the freshman increases were minorities, the largest share Hispanics. The enrollment increases were clustered mostly at community colleges, trade schools, and some of the bigger public universities, which have more open admission policies, and they charge less tuition if you go to a community college or trade school. Somewhat, the trade schools can actually be they can be expensive depending on what it is. But the gains in the minorities were the big thing. They were seeing that almost all levels of higher education, white enrollment dropped to 53% at community colleges and 62%. That's big, 62% at four-year schools. And it's looking like we're going to see even more in the enrollment, just fresh new highs in from the 2009 figures and then on to 2010. But that's a pretty big number to say that we've seen that much of a jump, that we've seen the highest enrollment in 40 years. And there are a couple of reasons for that, like I mentioned, and particularly when you've got a recession going on, you definitely see people will go back to school if they can't, if they've been laid off. That's the other factor. If they've been laid off, and as I mentioned, if they're changing professions. But what profession would be a so-called safe profession these days? The people in the mortgage industry thought it was safe, and then, of course, that tanked. The people in the construction business, as we were talking to Preston McAfee the other day from Rogers O'Brien, one of the big construction firms in the Southwest, he said that even they have been taking it on the chin, but so goes construction, so goes a lot of the other jobs, and construction used to be pretty reliable. That's in trouble. Banking, would you want to be a banker? I don't know. I think a truck driver. Get to see the road, get to stop at some of the great greasy spoons, get to call radio shows like this one in the middle of the night. Sounds good to me.